If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me into the Word of God? Go into Psalms chapter 56, and let's look at verse 1. Psalms 56 and 1. Don't ask me why that I have this. Now, I write, I get in the Spirit, and when I go back here to study, I'll have a little thought, maybe one word or maybe one scripture. And when I write some of my notes, I don't stop. Sometimes I just completely write as if it's a message. I preach it on paper. I don't know why and where this came from and why. So I want you all to bear with me for just a little while.
Bless him, Lord.
Psalms 56 and 1. God said, "Be merciful unto me, O God. For man would swallow me up, he fighting daily." What's that next word?
Oppresseth
me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many, many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am what?
Afraid.
What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his what?
Word.
His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not what?
Fear.
I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Verse 10, in God will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. I'd like to take my text there. David made that declaration in verse 10. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear.
Amen.
Yes. Thank
you. Brother Jason, it's good to have the Lord. It's good
yes.
to feel his spirit.
Yes.
It's good to have his presence. Right. It's good to have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to feel God. It's good to walk in victory. It's good to have peace in your heart, peace in your soul. It's good to be lifted up in him. It's good to walk with him and you know that he's with you and he's fighting your battle. It's good to know that the Lord loves you. It's good to be able to praise him and have victory. But can I tell you, in this congregation, you might be on Marco Polo, you might be tuned in, but we got a world full of hurting people. Oh, Lord, it's good to feel the presence of the Lord and be able to rejoice and lift our hands in his name and feel the peace and the joy of the Lord. But can I tell you this morning, there are people, Brother Jason, that are hurting. We live in a hurting world. Can you agree with me this morning? We live in a sick, hurting world. Our sin-filled society is empty and void of God, and they have no true peace inside of their life. Hallelujah. Oh God, Bread of Life tells of a troubled 15-year-old girl came in the room of her psychologist and sat down in the chair for help. The psychologist said when she sat down, said, "I saw that she was wearing long sleeves, a long sleeve shirt with sleeves that covered most of her hands. As the doctor began to talk to her, she pulled up the sleeve on one of her arms and she had carved the word empty with a razor blade deep in her flesh." My Lord, people are hurting. Everybody's glad tonight, this morning, today, that you know Jesus and he's living inside of your heart. But up and down these streets and these alleys, people are in trouble. Hallelujah, they're empty in their soul. They're void of God and his presence. They have no peace and no hope. And they turn to the bottle, they turn to the pills, and they turn to the needles and drugs to give them a high, and to bring peace into their mind and in their soul. We live in a troubled world. One artist painted a picture of our generation, and it pictured, as he painted it, it was a black, murky, black pond, and one hand was sticking up out of the black, murky water as if it it was a reaching for help, a reaching up for help. Can I tell you, people are dying without Christ, and they're miserable in their sin, and they're locked up with chains and fetters of iniquity, and the ropes hold them. Hallelujah, can you raise your head and say, I know that I know God this morning. Hallelujah, and I've got His peace down in my heart.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. According to the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, there were 48,344. Over 48,000 reported suicides in the United States of America in 2018.
Yes.
A person gives up on life every 13 minutes. Suicide claims more lives than war. 25 million Americans suffer from depression each year. Out of the 48,000 that took their lives 4 years ago, how many people live today that really don't want to be here and really think life is not worth living? And hey, they would rather be dead than alive. I'm preaching this morning that David said, oh Lord, my enemies would swallow me up daily. I am oppressed, but hallelujah, as long as I put my trust in you, I don't have to fear and I don't have to be afraid. I've got a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. I got Jesus to help me. I don't have to give up on life. I don't have to be depressed. I don't have to say in my heart I don't want to live, because I want to live. It's in my heart. When Jesus came in, He gave me something worth living for.
Amen, brother.
Glory to God. Stay with me just a little while. You pray this morning.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him.
David had natural enemies. I'm going to tell you something. We've got spiritual enemies today that hate you.
That's right.
They hate me.
Yes.
They would like to take the very life out of you and oppress you.
Yes.
To make you feel life ain't worth living. You're right. Under the gun. What the psalmist David experienced over 3,000 years ago in the physical realm, we now face on a spiritual level. Yes. Look at the word swallow. Mine enemies every day would swallow me up. The Hebrew word for swallow means they would like to devour me and gulp me down. They pant after me to snuff me out. The devil would like to snuff out my soul. He'd like to take my joy, my peace in living. He would like to take my desire out of my heart. He would like to steal the joy of living out of my life. David said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. My enemy comes to oppress me. Look at the word oppressive. No. You might be in this service today, or maybe Marco Polo. You're not the only one who has ever fought oppression.
That's right.
That's right. You ain't the only one.
Amen. Come on.
The spirit of oppression is from the devil.
Yes.
And it is very, very real, and it's very, very strong.
Very real.
A heart void of faith, an empty of faith and trust, opens the door to the enemy. He'll hit your mind, and he'll try to get down into your heart to say that it just ain't worth it.
Just ain't worth it.
I don't feel like going on. What is the use? I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of the battle. Oh God. Oh God. How many people has given up and taken their life because they felt like life was not worth living? They were oppressed. God.
Yes.
Blessing oh God.
Have your way.
Listen to me just for a moment, just for a few minutes.
Oh God. Oh.
Oppression is real.
Yes, it is.
To be oppressed means to be pressed down and crushed under pressure.
Yes.
I'm so pressed. I'm so stressed. Pressure upon pressure. And it seems my life sometimes will end.
Blessing
Lord. Oh, God.
Come on, brother.
Oppression is different than being depressed.
Yeah.
And in a state of depression. Oh, God.
Come on.
Both depression and oppression, they're both bad.
Yes.
Amen.
They both will do you in.
Oh, bless you.
It's a spirit. The spirit of depression and the spirit of oppression will do you in. It'll seek you down and it'll kill you mentally, physically, and spiritually. To be in a state of depression, listen, you feel the life is drained out of you. You're low in spirit. You feel so low. The enemy has worked on you through afflictions and through losses, and you are sad. Trials can take the air out of you. Problems bring discouragement, and you become despondent and low inside. You can't put your finger on it. It just seems you can't get no lower. You feel so depressed. You feel like you don't have anything. You feel like you can't face another day. You bring that depression home with you. You carry it to bed with you. You get up the next morning and feel so depressed. Hallelujah. You don't even want to live. You would rather be with the Lord. And I would too. But we're here for a reason today. The Lord ain't done with us yet. We got to help those that are afflicted around us. There's people giving up on life and they're taking committing suicide. But God's left us here to say there is hope in Jesus this morning.
Amen.
Yes.
Blessing Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Depression. I don't know where this is going. I honestly don't. I know what God gives me.
Come on. Jesus.
God bless Lord.
It seems that you just can't get over the gloom and the despair that hangs over your head. You feel lonely and you feel it's hopeless to push forward.
Come on.
You have no get up and go. And you pull back.
Come on.
You have to make yourself go.
Yes.
You want to hide. And you want to isolate yourself.
Yes. Come on.
You don't want to be around others. You're afraid that they'll see right through you. You're hurting. You're hurting. In a state of depression, you lay around. Lay around. Nothing excites you. The joy is gone. When you're in a state of depression, your heart rate slows. You lose interest in things.
Oh, God.
That old spirit of depression, it'll drive you to bed. It'll drive you to your couch. It'll drive you to your recliner. It'll drive you right back to bed. All you can see is the negative. And all you can see is the bad. You feel so low inside. You don't feel like being around others. You feel yourself sinking. I'm just sinking inside. I'm sinking. God, I need help. God, I need help. Lord, I need help. It's out of my heart. It's out of my soul. I feel so low. I feel so crushed. I feel so down. Lord, I'm oppressed. And I'm depressed. Oh, God. I don't have the peace like I need it, Lord. I need help. It's out of me. I don't have any get up and go. Oh Lord, I want to crawl back like a turtle in a shell. And I want to hide. Can I tell you today, it ain't no time to isolate yourself. It ain't no time to isolate yourself. Today's the time that we need insulation. We do not need isolation.
Right.
When you isolate yourself, you get away from help. You get away from the house of God and where the presence of the Lord is and where His glory comes down and His presence comes to minister. And you feel the Spirit of the Lord giving you strength as the songs are sung and the praise is going up. And as the minister preaches the word, there's something in the house of God that encourages you. We don't need an isolation in this hour. We need insulation, because when you get by yourself and when you leave your brothers and sisters in Christ and you don't have fellowship and communion, that old devil can fight you in your mind. He'll come and he'll put thoughts in your mind and he'll get you lower and lower and lower to the point that you say, what's the use? I don't even want to live anymore. I don't even feel like getting out and going anymore. My Lord and my God, what we need is insulation. You know what? You move the double wide in and you put the underpinning under it. But sometimes the winter gets so cold and the winds and the ice and the snow that drops down below zero. You know what you do? The water lines freeze up on you and the water don't run through the spigot anymore. Life is in the water. You know what you do? You go to Lowe's and you get a bunch of insulation and you insulate those pipes so the water will keep on flowing. Can I tell you, insulation will bring heat. Insulation will cause you to stay warm on the inside and you can flow in the Spirit of God. I don't want to freeze to death now in a cold, hallelujah, generation that I live in, full of hate and sin, but I'd rather have the life of God and I'd rather have the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'd rather have the love of God on the inside. Ain't no time to stay home now. Hallelujah, it's high time. Hallelujah, past time that we redeem the time and say, Lord, I'm a going unto the house of God that I can get recharged in my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Depression. I'm going to give you my personal experience that I had when I was 38 years old.
Come on.
Lord have mercy. I've never went through anything like that in my whole life.
Come on.
I've had bouts with it. I've had more oppression than I had depression.
Yes.
Come on.
The enemy oppresses you.
Yeah, he will. Oppression.
Oh God.
Come on.
The spirit of depression. You get to the place sometimes, and I wrote this by inspiration. I'll just pull my curtains. I'll stay home. This is the spirit of depression that has caused many to surrender to their circumstances, and they give up. They give up the fight. David said in another place, I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. I'm like a pelican in the wilderness, way away from the water.
Oh, geez.
I'm like an owl in the desert, way away from the green forest. The sand is all that I seem to see. The spirit of oppression, stay with me just for a moment. When it comes, it's different. It fills you with anxiety. Listen. Oppression, the spirit, when it comes, it fills you with anxiety and worries and fears. You become tense. Your heart rate goes up and it causes high blood pressure. You live life on the edge from all of the stress. This spirit will drive you that you cannot rest. It drives. Depression will sink you. This one drives you that you can't rest. It'll take away your peace. It'll rob you of your sleep. You feel like you're being pulled apart on the inside. That's oppression. You're going to pieces. Your nerves are shot. It seems that the slightest thing sends you over the edge anymore. You cannot handle pressure.
Oh God.
You can't handle pressure like you once did.
Oh, Jesus.
You think, oh God, why am I feeling this way, Lord? I don't want to be like this, God. Lord, I can't seem to get a grip on it. Would you help me? I can't handle these thoughts. I cannot handle these feelings inside of me. Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. The spirit of depression sinks you. The spirit of oppression comes to your mind and it just pulls you to pieces. The worries, the fears, the stress. And it's nothing but the enemy trying to steal the peace of God out of you. Fill you with fear. This is where David was and found himself. Listen now, every child of God that serves the Lord will face these times that you cannot put your finger on it. You can't explain it. But you go through a period of oppression,
yes,
or depression. And you really, honestly, you don't have the words to explain it.
Amen.
Y'all want my experience? Combine notion, Brother Jason. I've never told this here in this church. In 1992, I was 38 years old. It was then I was on my job. I noticed for the first time my eyes was going out. I said, what in the world? And I was fixing those stencils up to stencil that metal. Brother Chuck probably know what I mean. Putting the stencils in and you shoot the metal after it's melted. And I'd push them stencils way out like this. And it never dawned on me before because I was used to it just shoving it way out there like that. My eyes was going out. I said, what in the world? Huh, it's blurry here. Push it out there, I can see it. And now I got trifocals. I got the bottom part that I look in. I can read this right here. The middle part that I can look from here to that speaker. The top part, I can look infinity. I noticed my eyes was going out. But that really wasn't what triggered it. I'd been saved for 18 years, and yes, I had the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Something happened to me that to this day, I can never tell you what happened, and I cannot tell you why. I do not know what triggered it, unless it was meant for me to experience what other people are going through and feeling so that I would have compassion on them and know how to encourage them,
yeah,
and to minister to them. I went into a state of depression that lasted for
weeks.
Weeks. God brought all of this back to me for this lesson. I looked back at it and the Lord let me relive every bit of it all over again. To tell you, I cannot put it into words what and how I felt. Why? There was literally a sense of gloom that came over me, Brother George, like a dark foreboding cloud. It hovered over me day and night. It filled me, my mind, and even in my soul, I could not shake it. The best way that I could describe it, I went through a state of the lowest depression. I was able to hide it for a while from my wife. I didn't want her to know. I honestly felt like I was dead and I was dying inside.
Mom.
I did not want Mary to know it. I carried that feeling, Brother Jason, to work with me. I carried it back to home with me. When I was on the road and on the highway, I felt like I was a million miles away from God.
Come on.
God! Oh, God, where are you at, Lord?
Come on.
I can't feel you. I feel like I'm dying. I never felt so low and so lonely in my whole life. Oh God, where are you at, Lord? Where? I tell you the truth. I could not feel God. This spirit of gloom and depression quenched every bit of the joy and the life out of me. Took it. It took it out. I could not feel the Lord's presence. I got to where I couldn't sleep. Listen, I can remember sitting on the bar stool right in the kitchen. Mary fixed a big meal. I could not hardly eat any meal that she would fix, and all the sides, I couldn't hardly eat. I'm telling you the truth here today to help somebody. I would take a bite of food and I would stare at the plate, having no desire to finish it, to eat it. Nobody knows. I just wonder. I feel the Lord right there sweep over me. I just wonder how many people in our world is feeling this right at this moment, right at this moment. And they don't have God. I said, they don't have God. This was a trial for me. I don't know why it was, unless it was for me to have compassion on those that withdraw, those that hide, those that pull back, those that can't smile, those that stay home, those that feel like life ain't worth living. My Lord, yes, life is worth living. Yes, it is. I trusted in God. I kept right on a prayer until He broke that old spirit off of me, and He came through, and He delivered me, and He refilled me all over again. Raise your little hand. God knows where you are. God cares where you are. You don't have to hide. You don't have to pull the curtains. You don't have to lay in bed and lay on the couch and tell others to go, I'll stay home. No, life is worth living when you got Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Praise God.
I came a hair not telling Mary, but he got to the point I couldn't. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I'm all right. Anybody ever ask you, what's wrong with you? I'm fine. Are you?
Come on, man.
Are you really?
Are you really fine?
Oh, God.
Brother Jason, I can't help you, but I feel...
Come on, man.
Come on.
Out of your way, Lord.
Are you all right? Is everything all right in your mind?
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you troubled? Have you got fears? Have you got anxieties, worries? Are you under stress? Do you feel like you're sinking?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you all right? Are you all right? Hallelujah, God. He got to where I couldn't hold it back. Ah, Lord. My precious. Hallelujah, I come a hair, Brother Jason, checking myself in King's Daughters Hospital that we was living over there at that time. Come a hair, checking myself in to King's Daughters Hospital. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't explain it to God. I don't know why. I can't eat. I can't sleep. My wife that loves me dearly, my mom and dad that I love, I can't explain why. Oh, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I under this depression and this oppression of the enemy? Where's God? Oh, Lord, if I ever needed help, I need help. My wife told Mom and Dad they made a special trip to Kentucky over there in Westwood to visit me. I sat across the room in a rocking chair Brother George, all I did was rock. Back and forth.
Come on.
My mommy and my daddy both would look over at me and say, "What's wrong, son?"
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What's wrong? I didn't have the words to tell him. All that I would say, Brother Jason, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Why am I going through this? Why am I suffering this? Jesus, you saved me. And I got the Holy Ghost. Why am I going through this? Lord, if you don't ever have battles, you better praise the Lord and say, "Thank you, Jesus. I live on the mountaintop all the time." But I'm going to tell you, the devils are real, and the spirits of the enemy is very real, and he'll use your trials, your troubles against you. He'll use your afflictions against you, and your sufferings and your losses. And if you don't really, really pray and stay in tune with God, it'll take everything out of you. Looking back 30 years ago, if I would have had the wisdom and the knowledge of God and His Spirit, and the knowledge of how the enemy, the devil, works, how his spirits of depression and oppression works, I could have stood up and fought this and took control. I could have come out with victory a whole lot sooner.
Yeah.
Whew, my Lord.
Come on.
It wasn't a swift deliverance, but I got the victory.
Yes.
Precious brothers and sisters took me to heart, and they prayed and they loved me. And my wife stood by me and with me, and God brought me out.
Yes.
He brought me, raise your little hand, He brought me out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. What are you saying, David, in ending this lesson? In God will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust, and I will not fear. In the Lord will I praise His word. I will not be afraid. I really believe that fear opens the door to depression and oppression.
Right.
Apostle Paul wrote Timothy, he said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If they want to come to the piano here today. God has given us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What we need is to get in a habit. Listen close to me. Always go to your brother. I love you, Brother Jason, and I appreciate you. Come up to Brother Daniel. I love you. Appreciate you. Stand there. You'll never know sometimes what this right here means. I don't know what you face today. I know you've had 20-some surgeries. A lot of times you don't feel like coming to church. Pain and sick. But don't it make you feel good when you are here? Somebody can say, "Hey, I miss you. I love you. Praying for you." I don't know what you're going through. "You all right, son?" Mommy would say, "I don't know. I'm a hurting, and I can't put it in words. But I had precious brothers and sisters in the church who would come to me. They saw it. They saw it through me. And they would wrap their arm around me and say, 'I'm praying for you. We love you. Praying for you.'" Sisters, go to your sisters. You'll never know. Sometimes we try to hide things from others. We don't really want them to know how we feel. But it ain't good. Sister can wrap her arm around another sister and say, "Hey, I'm for you. I'm praying for you. We're going to make it to heaven. God's going to help us to get through. Raise your little hand here today and praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody stand. Would you stand?
Thank you, Lord.
Someone here needs help, but I can't do much. But if we'll keep on praising Him, He'll send down His touch. Healing of body and a soul He will bring. I came on business for the King. Somebody here want to pray? Bring your load to the Lord. Bring your burdens to Him. Come on.
I came.
Somebody needs help. You need to be encouraged. You're fighting the battle. God knows. You don't have to tell me. God already knows if you need help. Bring it to Jesus and cast all of your cares upon Him.
Well, He told me to sing. I can't just stand here and do my own thing. I came on business for the King.
Let's not hurry through now and close up our hearts with programs so well planned. We leave out God's heart. But let us pause for a moment and to His Spirit plea. I came on business for the King. Well, I came on business for the King. He told me to smile. Yes, He told me to sing. I can't just stand here and do my own thing. I came on business for the King. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody want to get a pray for this today? Anybody need prayer in this building? Hallelujah to God. Body in a battle. Maybe it's physical, mental, spiritual, financial. You need God to help you, whatever it is. Little or big. Come on, come on. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. God's wanting to help. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, bring it to God. Bring it to God. Oh, Jesus.
Let God have a blessing.